Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Bill Giesel, and on behalf of Bob and Mindy Rich and the Rich family and our thousands of Western New York associates with Rich Products, some who are joining us from the balcony here, I'd like to welcome you to our atrium. It's the most unique audience that I faced in this atrium in the many years I've been at Rich's, but nonetheless, we're pleased to have you here. We're in the midst of some really challenging times right now. Typically, this space that you're in would be buzzing with our associates going to and from lunch, meeting, and conducting the business that global headquarters would be conducting. And unfortunately, we're relatively empty still at this stage. So it's been challenging for all of us on many different levels. And I think that's why I'm especially pleased to be here and to be part of an event that brings with it such great news for our neighborhood, our West Side neighborhood here, our city, our county, and of course our state. So what I would like to do is to quickly introduce and recognize some of the people that have joined us here today, starting with our elected officials. County Executive Mark Poloncarz, Senator Tim Kennedy, Majority Leader of the New York State Assembly, Crystal Peoples Stokes, wearing her Rich's red, by the way, which we deeply appreciate. City Councilman David Rivera, and Deputy Mayor Betsy Ball. Thank you for being here. I also like to welcome and thank Mike DeGeorge for his support and assistance today, and then representing our visitors from outside of the area, and some of the people that you're going to hear from soon is the Great Point Capital Management team, Robbie Halmy, Fami Zako, and locally, Larry Quint, a familiar name who has also been very instrumental in this project now and in the future. Also representing our film community and theatrical trade unions here today, Cindy Everett-Litro, Tim Clark, Rich Wall, John Scardino, John Ford, and Tom O'Donnell. Thank you for being with us. And finally, representing our neighborhood is Talia Rodriguez, who is the Associate Director of the Westside Promise Neighborhood, a key organization that represents and pulls together the many different organizations on the West Side here. Rich's, as some of you may know, is in the midst of celebrating our 75th anniversary. All 75 years of our existence have been headquartered right here on this corner on the West Side of Buffalo. This is our home, and we have maintained this as our home, and the Rich Products has committed itself to Buffalo and to the West Side throughout the highs and lows over the last 75 years, many other corporate headquarters coming and going, but there's been a fundamental commitment and a belief that this is the best place for Rich's to be headquartered now and in the future. And despite all the challenges that we've faced over the years, We remain truly optimistic about this community, about Western New York, and about our future. And I think today's announcement gives great credence to that optimism, even in the face of some of the short-term challenges that we're facing right now. So we're thrilled to be part of an event, thrilled to be part of a project that is bringing some very positive news to Niagara Street, the West Side, City of Buffalo. And with that, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a man who has been a wonderful friend to Rich Products and a wonderful friend to the West Side of Buffalo since he entered office many years ago, our esteemed and honorable mayor of the City of Buffalo, Byron Brown.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. It is always good to be here at Rich Products, and I'm certainly very pleased to join Robert Holme and Famke Zico of Great Point Capital Management and Bill Giesel of Rich Products to announce the development of a new film and television production studio that will be built right here on Buffalo's West Side. Making this announcement on the same day that Western New York enters phase four of reopening is a great way to remind everyone that media and film productions can now resume in this region. This significant investment being made by Great Point Capital Management is another sign that while the COVID-19 health pandemic has been challenging, people's faith in Buffalo's resurgence has not been shaken, and they continue to place their bets on Buffalo. Robert, Fami, thank you for your confidence in our community. Let's give them another great big round of applause. Certainly also want to again recognize Bill Giesel, John Dandies, Larry Quinn, for their work on this great project. The kind of faith that we are seeing being placed in Buffalo today is the kind of faith and devotion to helping Buffalo grow that is not new to Bob and Mindy Rich, who consistently but quietly have contributed millions through Rich Products and the Rich Family Foundation to support the city, as well as initiatives like Weedy, the Massachusetts Avenue Project, Broderick Park, and many others. Over the years, they have been our champions, our cheerleaders, and the caretakers of a legacy of service to this community. And Mindy's personal and tireless advocacy for this project has been especially critical, and it has been essential in seeing this project through. Her recognition of both the potential and strategic importance of the film industry to Buffalo's bright future is one of the main reasons that we are all here in this place right now. Let's give Mindy and Bob Rich, in their absence, a great big round of applause. Buffalo's reputation as a place to make movies and films is growing nationally, and in the last several years, we have attracted the attention of Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro and major film industry names like Reginald Hudlin, Bill Fichtner, and John Krasinski, but also smaller and independent productions like those done by Fred and Chris Olin Ray, who see Buffalo's historic architecture, unique cityscapes, dedicated workforce, and welcoming environment as a place where unique and engaging stories can be told. The opening of this new production site by Rich Industries and Great Point Capital Management will only add to our city's ability to attract filmmakers and film and TV production to our city while bolstering this critical component of our regional economy at a time when there is high demand for new content across a variety of media platforms. Over the last 10 years, the film industry has generated hundreds of jobs and brought millions of dollars of investment into the Buffalo-Niagara region. Governor Cuomo's commitment to growing this industry's presence in New York State has benefited Buffalo greatly, and I thank him for his support of this growing economic engine for the Buffalo-Niagara region. I also want to recognize the exceptional work of the Buffalo-Niagara Film Commission. Our film commission is one of the most effective and hardest working in the nation. Cindy Abid-Litro, Tim Clark, Rich Wall, thank you for your work to build this industry in the Buffalo-Niagara region. I also, along with Governor Cuomo, I want to thank partners in government who are here. Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, State Senator Tim Kennedy, have been champions of the film tax credit and filmmaking here in the Buffalo-Niagara region. And I want to say a special thank you to them for supporting this industry so passionately. Let's give them a round of applause. And my partner in government, who I work so closely with on so many issues, is also my partner in film, and that is Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. County Executive Poloncarz and I are the major funders, along with Niagara County, of the Buffalo-Niagara Film Commission. And County Executive Poloncarz, I thank you for your dedication to building this industry in our community. And then finally, I want to just recognize the members of the City Council, the County Legislature, representing our legislative government is Majority Leader David Rivera. David, I want to thank you and the Council and the Legislature for your support of film. I also want to thank the unions. I want to thank IATSE and all of the unions that have invested in training crew here in the city of Buffalo. And so, Robert and Fahmy, you know that we have well-trained people here in Buffalo that can work in this industry and can help multiple productions go on all at the same time. As the city of Buffalo now enters phase four of reopening, it is hard to imagine the challenges that we have already overcome and the ones that we have yet to face. But with investments like this in the neighborhoods of our city, I am confident that Buffalo will come back as a stronger, more resilient, more confident, and more diverse city where all of our residents will benefit. We cannot fail with supporters like Bob and Mindy Rich, Bill Giesel, and Robert and Fahmy, who are demonstrating their confidence in this community and the confidence that we should all have when we come together to build our city. Now it is my great pleasure to introduce one of the partners of Great Point Capital who sees tremendous potential in the city of Buffalo, Robert Holme.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, everybody. We're very excited to get to this point and to be here talking about the construction of our new film complex here in Buffalo. Earlier, a few people have asked, you know, how did we get to choose Buffalo and why are we in Buffalo? We have a mandate at Great Point to build just three large film and television film centers in the U.S. and so we're not building them everywhere, so there's a lot of work that goes into the selection of a site. And we really have three criteria The first being, is it a place where filmmakers like to make movies? And after doing a lot of diligence, we found out that Buffalo is an incredible place to make movies, thanks to the great work of the mayor for opening everybody's arms up to films coming in. And the Film Commission has done a great job of promoting Buffalo. But the people of Buffalo have opened their arms to film companies. They've made everybody feel great working here. We've talked to producers. We've talked to all those great, talented filmmakers you were mentioning. And people have a great time making films here. They feel welcome. They feel that people go out of their way to make it easy to make films. There's local crew here that are very talented. It's just an incredible abundance of locations to choose from. And so it really checked the first box pretty easily. The second criteria for us is to find local partners that we can work with to make our vision a reality. And we couldn't find better local partners anywhere in the country than right here in Buffalo. The Riches have been amazing. Bill Giesel, Bob and Mindy Rich have just, they're like dealing with family. They're just so wonderful to deal with, and they treat us so well, and we're so lucky that we're working with them. And to have Larry Quinn come on board and take this on as a challenge to build a studio is fantastic. He's the one who's really pulling it all together, and Peter Krogh building the studio for us. We're lucky to have him as well. And of course, the mayor and his office is just, they have just removed any obstacles we've had from getting this studio to be a reality. So Buffalo was a great, really, really a great choice for us. The third criteria is just that we build a studio in a place that Fahmy and I can come eat good food and have a good time, because we like to enjoy what we do as well. And we're finding that Buffalo is a perfect place for us to hang out, have good food, see good art, talk about films, and hang out with a bunch of great people. So we're really excited about this project. We can't wait till next year comes along and we can start filling the studio with product. We've talked to lots of different large media players who are all excited about having the opportunity to shoot up in Buffalo year round. The how we got here part, we're looking at a lot of places, but the how for Buffalo is all Bob and Mindy Rich. When they found out that we had started this fund with a mandate to build film studios, Bob and Mindy contacted us, and they said, you mind if we come to New York and meet with you guys? We just want to talk about film studios. And we didn't really know what the agenda was, but they came to meet with us over a year ago at the Lowell Hotel, and we sat in a little coffee shop, and they were passionate about getting us on an airplane to Buffalo to see what Buffalo could offer to a company that wants to build film studios. And Mindy was so passionate about it, we knew right then that we would be the next day on a plane to Buffalo and at least, you know, see what the excitement was about. And of course, when we got here, it only took a few days for us to realize that this was absolutely going to be one of our selections for a film and television complex. So that's how we got here. We're excited to be here, and thank you very much. I think I'd like to introduce Fahmy Zico, the co-owner of Great Point, to say a couple words. Thank you.
You know, I don't have much to add to the great, I think, the opening remarks from the mayor and Robbie, but and Bill. But I must say it is it's so exciting to be in a I live in New York City, and to be in Buffalo and with the great leadership and the open arms of the community, the long history of support from the community, and the great and traditional history of filmmaking, we couldn't be more excited. And with that, you know, I think we're going to open it up to some questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions for our guest today? That compelling, you're speechless, huh?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Any government money involved?
No, it's 100% privately financed. But of course, if anybody in the government would like to give us some money, we won't turn it down. I've got to be careful because I'm an alumnus of Syracuse University, but we studied that with great interest before we made the decision to come to Buffalo, and clearly the big difference in that project was that the Syracuse is not a place that's known for filmmaking and not a place that's that friendly to making films. And that is our first criteria. I mean, Buffalo is a destination for filmmakers. People want to come here and make movies. And that wasn't true in Syracuse. They didn't really have the connection other than the Newhouse School to the industry, which turned out not to be enough. We're confident that Buffalo, these two studios stages we're building in Buffalo will be full all the time. Speak up.
I can't hear you.
No, we've never met before. I got a call out of the blue from them, and you know, we spent 2 minutes on the phone, and you know, we Googled them and immediately knew we'd have to meet with them. Well, we have a number of requests for shows that want to be in the studio next September, so we're going to rush to get the Studio A built. Along the way, we might decide to put the other stage up at the same time, but the real hard work is putting the foundation in, getting all the electric up and running, and that most of that work goes into the first stage. The second stage is like an add-on to the first stage, which will go pretty quick, but having one stage, you know, is really what we need to have in September. If we actually get both of them done, that'll be a blessing, but one is really important to us, so that's our focus right now. So that's a good question. I think what people don't realize is that filmmaking for television and filmmaking in general is really now movies for Netflix, movies for Amazon, movies for Disney. They're these larger-than-life Game of Thrones-type series that people are dreaming up. And there's $140 billion being spent on content this year. Well, pre-COVID anyway, was to be spent this year. And it's the type of shows that are being made for these large streamers are different than what we used to produce 5 years ago. You need different facilities. You need much larger space, much higher space. You need space for video walls, things that didn't even exist 3 years ago. The facility we're building here will be a 20,000 square foot stage. It'll be probably one of only 8 stages that can handle this type of production in the Northeast. There are 100 of them in Los Angeles. There were 4 of them in the Northeast. We're building 2 more right now, and this will be 2 on top of that. And these stages are very much in demand because they just don't exist anywhere. And this facility will have stages, it'll have technology, we'll have drones, we'll have video walls, we'll have portable Horizon tanks, we'll have dual VR capability, we'll have everything on site, all the equipment, all the technology. We'll have special COVID cleaning crews. We'll actually have special COVID air filters. We'll have tracking and tracing mechanisms so that we know where the crew are and where the cast is at all time. We'll have a lot of copper in the stage because, as you know, coronavirus can't live on copper. So we'll have lots of copper in our stage. And it's a state-of-the-art, best-in-class facility that will attract the big players to want to film in Buffalo.
Well, as Robert said, there's great demand to film in Buffalo. We've seen that over the years, the last few years. There has been over $20 million of filming each year in the city of Buffalo. The Buffalo Niagara Film Commission has been able to build really great connections with the film community across the country and internationally. So we feel very good that this studio will be full. I also want to again recognize the unions that have worked very diligently with our film commission and the county executive and I in training crew here locally. So we have well-trained people that can help multiple productions film at the same time. So there are a range of jobs. There are literally hundreds of people that are working in film now. People that work as actors, people that work as stagehands, production assistants, camera, you name it, every job that is done in the film industry, there are people working on those jobs here in Buffalo. That is something that we set as a goal several years ago, to get people trained to work in this industry so we would be able to attract more production here. And we've been successful in training literally hundreds and hundreds of people to work in the industry here in the Buffalo Niagara region. No, not at all. The project has really reached out extensively to the community. I want to just thank Bill Giesel, Larry Quinn, John Dandies, certainly the commitment of Bob and Mindy Rich to ensure that the community was reached out to, that the community was engaged. The community feels very good about this project, and this project will certainly contribute to creating additional jobs for people on the west side, other parts of the city of Buffalo, and across the region.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.